Welcome to the weekly We Are LA Tech Remix episode.
I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
My name is Esprit Devora, born and raised LA, and I created We Are LA Tech in 2012 to unify the community. Podcast launched in 2014, continuing to help people find the best talent to connect with each other to form awesome relationships. So proud of this show. Enjoy.
I'm Jed Gold, CEO and co-founder of Artkive, the service that solves the problem for parents everywhere of what to do with all the artwork their kids create. We are based in Van Nuys. Yeah, so 7 years ago, I came home and my wife was taking pictures of our kids' artwork. They were 3 and 6 at the time, and I looked at what she was doing and was curious. She said, I'm going to make photo books of the kids' art. I'm tired of all the clutter. And I looked at the process, right? She was taking pictures with her camera.
Yeah.
And she was going to turn, you know, the pictures from her camera had to get to a computer, from a computer to a website to make a book. They're going to be out of order. She's not going to remember who did what. And I thought, like, concept, A plus. Execution, kind of D minus.
Right.
There had to be an easier way.
Right.
And so I went looking for it that night. And when I didn't find it, I thought, this is a problem that literally every parent in the world can relate to. If no one else has solved it, I'm going to solve it.
This is probably something like you would go to one of those services that could print out your photos, right? And they turn your photos into a book. And then, so there wasn't even something I imagined for kids' art specifically. It was just utilizing a normal photo service.
That's correct. This was a niche, right? And so it was really more a question of like, hey, parents are busy. And I knew, this was like good effort,
but
you're never going to have time to actually do all this work.
Yeah.
And so there's got to be a super easy way. We all are walking around with cameras in our pockets, right?
Yeah.
Why don't we put this in people's hands and give them a very simple way to take pictures, keep it all chronologically stored, and turn it into a book at the end of the year.
And if I remember correctly, your journey started in 2012 with this.
That's correct. So literally that night, I go upstairs and I look for an app to solve this problem. I don't find it. I wake up the next morning and I wireframe the entire day, what will become Artkive 1.0. Start calling friends that night, friends and family, to see if I can raise a little bit of friends and family money. 3 days later, I incorporate. So within literally the first 2 weeks, I had wireframed, raised $50,000, and incorporated and hired a designer to turn my wireframes into an app.
I have so many questions. And I know that's only 1.0. And so I think what I'm going to do, because I have so many questions, I want to share with everybody where you've ended up now, which is like 2.0 or 3.0 or 5.0.
Yeah.
But before I do that, when you went from wanting to like wireframing and everything, that tells me you had a background in that before? Or did you just know how to wireframe like as a hobby? Or what were you doing before the aha moment?
Yeah. So previous to Artkive, I had started a gaming company building games for training for corporations and the government. So we had that for about 3 years and ended up selling it. It looked a lot more like a work-for-hire agency than a SaaS business, which is what I had originally intended. I had some experience sort of producing interactive experiences, had done it with games, had produced some kids' virtual worlds back in the day. And so I sort of knew enough to be dangerous and to put something together to figure out, like, is there a really simple logical flow that creates an experience that allows a mom who's a primary customer who's taking pictures of our other kids' artwork to open the app, take a photo, have it, you know, tagged with the kid's name, grade, date, and stored.
Hi, I'm Mary Bauer. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Kidderly, where we are disrupting the craft and hobby retail industry with our curated crafting kits. We're based in West Hollywood.
Yeah, I've been here for a long time. I mean, I started when I moved to LA 19 years ago.
Crazy.
I know, it's crazy. I actually finally have lived someplace longer than where I grew up.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Pennsylvania. In the middle of nowhere.
Super different than Los Angeles.
Oh, totally different.
Where like, in LA are you based?
I started out in Santa Monica, actually, and lived in the South Bay for a while. Now we're over kind of like West Hollywood.
Nice.
I actually literally live on the border of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
But I'm in Los Angeles, so I just look at the 90210. I don't get to like beaten the 90210.
I don't think 90210 is as cool as it used to be.
No. And
Hollywood's
the school was in Torrance anyways.
Yeah. Okay. So, but, yeah.
So I started out working in the toy industry. So my first job out here in California, I was an electrical engineer and I designed toys at Mattel.
So cool.
Yeah, it was kind of a crazy. And then I stayed in toys for about 6 years. I was at a company called MGA Entertainment. And if people remember back, they had this doll line called Bratz.
Yeah.
Which, like, you know, kicked little Barbie's ass.
Right.
And I hope I can swear. Sorry.
Oh, it's a podcast. Okay. Swear away.
All right. Yeah. Kind of swear a lot. But yeah, so I ran consumer electronics and youth electronics for the Bratz brand for a couple years. And then I got tired of the toy biz. It's grueling.
Yeah.
It's worse than the movie big. Like, it's really not that fun. Some people love it, not me. And I jumped into social media. I was an early MySpace employee. So
crazy. What's MySpace?
I know. Yeah. I know. I put that in some pitch presentations and I wonder, you can always tell the age of the audience when they look at me blankly when I say I worked with Tom.
Tom's like a photographer now. He's trying to like YouTube it up.
He has the best Instagram.
Yeah.
I love it. I totally follow it. Love you, Tom.
And okay. So you went from MySpace. And now, was there a tech community when you were working at MySpace? An LA tech community?
I would say probably err more no. I mean, it was just MySpace. Like, we were like kind of the big company. And we got pretty big. And then, of course,
MySpace one of the first?
I would say, Santa Monica? Yeah. They were in Santa Monica originally. Well, they kind of bounced all over, but when they were really growing fast, they were in Santa Monica. And then they, you know, News Corp, Fox bought them. Yeah. And then we moved to Beverly Hills. So it was really kind of bizarre because we weren't even really in Silicon Beach.
Yeah.
Like the whole Silicon Beach fest, you know, in the Silicon Beach community that started kind of after MySpace.
Yeah.
Went, you know, it kind of declined.
And, totally.
Yeah.
My name is Jeremy Grodberg. I'm the senior consultant at Nuru. We help small internet companies become big internet companies based in Santa Monica. Well, technology came second, really. I was originally passionate about product, about solving problems for people, seeing that people were wasting their time doing repetitive chores, that there should be a way to automate that. And once you figure out that, then you're like, all right, well, how do I build it? And then that's where technology comes in.
And what has your trajectory been on your career? Like, when did you start in the tech space and how did you end up where you are today?
Well, I suppose you could say I started like when I was three, where...
That counts.
I've always been both interested in what you'd call left brain and right brain stuff. So when I was three, I was putting on plays in my parents' living room. And when people gave me toys, my favorite way of playing with them was taking them apart and figuring out how they worked. And both those themes have progressed throughout my life. You know, I have a Bachelor of Science in Electrical Engineering with a minor in theater and a Master of Fine Arts in film directing. And so I'm always around people who, well, not always, but sometimes around people who like technology and sometimes around people who can't stand it.
Right.
And I want everybody to be enabled to pursue whatever they want to do. And then when I think about products, I think about, you know, I need to make them so that everybody's happy.
And who do you serve? Who are your clients and your customers?
My clients are companies building products that are based on the internet one way or another, preferably for individual consumers. But sometimes I work for companies that are targeting other companies with enterprise stuff. But, you know, I started out at Wells Fargo creating online banking. We worked at a company that was founded called Modern Feed went through a few evolutions. It is now TV.com. We sold it to CBS. It's CBS Interactive now. So those are the kind of companies at the big scale, right? The Modern Feed was founded to help people find free videos online, not like YouTube videos, but the primetime lineups of all the major networks. When we started, they were online for free and you couldn't find them. You couldn't find them on a Google search. If you went to CBS, you couldn't even find them on a site search. So even if you knew, which most people didn't at that time, even if you knew that this video was available for free,
right?
You missed your favorite show last night, you want to watch it online, you couldn't find it. So we built a system you know, a search engine to let you find that stuff. And it's still helpful now. Like if you want to see a movie and you want to know, is it on Hulu or Vudu or iTunes or Netflix or Amazon, and it'll tell you. And, you know, that's the kind of thing. So the company that's making a product that ordinary people want to use that has, that's delivered over the internet or has this, or maybe it's an e-commerce thing. Maybe it's delivered. It's a physical thing that's delivered, but the store and the sales and the part of the experience is online.
Join thousands of people in LA Tech on our We Are LA Tech Facebook group, where you can discover events, job opportunities, and even housing. Go to wearelatech.com/community. We'll take you straight there. That's wearelatech.com/community.
The best business resource I have is my mentor's private Facebook group. I've never found a community that cares more about one another's success. It inspired me to create the same thing for podcasters. If you're a tech company or startup looking to grow your podcast audience, I created GetPodcastListeners.com, a private group specifically to discover how other podcasters have grown their audiences so we could do the same. Check out GetPodcastListeners.com. That's GetPodcastListeners.com.
The We Are LA Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit DeVora.
With help from Janice Geronimo.
Edited by Corey Jennings.
Production and voiceover by Adam Carroll.
Community Spotlight coordination by Anna Friberg.
Music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The We Are LA Tech podcast is a wearetech.fm production.